Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Oh, I'm glued to this seat.
And we're having a wonderful interview with Maria's husband, which is Tony D'Urso, who is the assemblyman from the 16th District. Where I want to go for a little bit now is you went to the council. Okay, and you were there for X number of years, and while you were there, you were also, I think, at the same time, going back and forth overseas.
I started to do work overseas. I retired from the town at the end of 2005. I started my 14 years, I won four elections, in 1991.
Okay.
So from 92 to 2005, my 14 years with the town, I started right after that. I started March of 2006, and I did for over 10 years, and I did volunteer humanitarian work to work mostly with children in third world countries. I call it accidental birth. They were born in the wrong place in the world. And no matter what the struggles was over the centuries, they will never get out of there. The infant mortality there, live births, is over 40%. When people say they poop because they're lazy, they don't want to work, I says, you know, somebody someday is going to bail me out of jail, because when I hear that the next time, I'm going to punch right in the nose, and then somebody's going to bail me out. What the heck do you know
about
what's out there in the third world? And when somebody says, well, there's so much to do here with poverty, why don't you do it here? I say, you know, you're right. There's a lot of poverty, you know, here, and somebody should do something about it. While I do my work overseas, I said, why don't you do something for the poverty you discovered that exists here also?
Right, I agree.
Okay, so I made between 39 to 40 trips in a little over 10 years. I made 13 in Kenya, Africa, worked in a big slum of Africa called Kibera. Just go on YouTube, you got an idea, K-I-B-E-R-A, big slum in Africa. Then I made I'm making the average of probably two trips a year to Africa, through to Central America. And then I started also my mission to Haiti after the earthquake of 2010 that killed 316,000 people. Okay, build a little orphanage there. But anyway, let's go back to Africa. In the biggest slum, I was instrumental because I took over the responsibility of the mission to build these four little schools, not the way we know it on Long Island, you know, lots of grass, playing fields, and everything else. No, twisted lumber and sheet metal. There's no water, no electricity, no sewage. So anyway, we harness the water when it rains, which doesn't rain very much there, and we put it in big tanks, and they use that to cook, to wash, to do anything they need to. Imagine, from the roof, we gather it, put it through the gutters, the leaders, and goes into these tanks.
Was there forms of filtration that you needed?
No, none whatsoever. So we were a small group. You pay our own ways. Every trip in Africa cost me $4,000. Didn't buy many new cars, but I spent an average of $15,000 to $20,000 a year to do that humanitarian work. And going back to your original question about another topic, so does my family support me? They did. You can't do that without it. So I made 13 trips there. One I did out of the normal, country where I worked. I did one trip in Burundi, in the capital of Bujumbura, right near Lake Victoria, near Uganda. Did the same thing there. Then the 17 trips to Central America, mostly in Nicaragua, and one trip in the Dominican Republic. Build a little clinics, a little orphanages, and little casitas por los pueblos, small houses for the poor in the sticks and not in major, you know, populated areas. And then I made 10 trips to Haiti, where me and a priest from Croatia, we built a little orphanage, and I just was there three times this year. and I'm putting, you know, my mission there to an expansion mode where I want to separate the boys from the girls. They're in the same small building now. I want to create another dormitory, either move the girls or the boys there. And then I want to build a school. Right now, we have to send the kids out, and most corrupt the country. They raise the tuition doubled, and we cannot afford that. We scrounge and just to raise $10,000 a month to feed this kid. You shelter, you feed them, you clothe them, you educate them, you provide some medical service, so on and so forth. I was there the last trip in September. Supposed to go now. It's getting too late. So I'm going to do in February. We have about 10 days, session, that free time. And those 10 days, I'm going to be in Haiti. So if nothing else, I want to send a message here. This is for seniors program, right? Mm-hmm. You never too old to help. Stay active. You don't have to volunteer in Africa and Central America and whatever. There's so many worthy organizations. You could do some, you know, humanitarian, you know, work or help or just volunteer in a hospital, in the schools, whatever. You're never too old to do that. That's my message.
I don't know if you've ever come across a group that Dwight D. Eisenhower had created, the Citizens Ambassador Program, which will get people, let's say, with your style of background, let's say, in building, and then you pay for it all yourself. It's all voluntary in nature. I think Oprah Winfrey has done things where she reaches out in Africa and other locations to try to educate children or to work on the kinds of things. Have you had any connections and come across them?
We're a small organization. Not only we pay our own way, we also have the mandate that we took it upon ourselves anyway to raise money for the programs. You could build the little schools there, and then you go the next project, the next country, and you leave them alone. How are they going to survive? We made a sustainable commitment. After we finished, we still supply, you know, the resources that they needed to go on.
Actually, one point that Tony just said, I mean, Tony does something that's very unusual, but he's right. Every senior can help. And two names come to mind, because they've been on the show, the Viscardi Center and the JCC. They're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
It could be 2 hours. I mean, you give up 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever.
Well, in Africa, it had to be at least 3.5 weeks, almost a month.
Oh, a month.
Otherwise, you can't get too much done.
So you're giving up a month at a time. Viscardi could use 2 hours in the afternoon, and you've done something.
But what about in a hospital?
That's true, too.
You know.
There's so many places where people participate.
You need a goodwill.
But you're that perfect example of the person. You retired from the city, and you could have gone home and watched TV on your pension. Instead, you spent the next 10 years doing this kind of work around the world, and then ran for the assembly.
Yeah.
So it just continues.
You mentioned assembly. I guess you knew it. When I came back the last trip in Africa, last January, I got sick, not for infection disease, because we get injections before we go. I got a case of severe dehydration and food poisoning. I was in a hospital. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So, and my kids came, my wife came and says, you know, we supported you now for over 10 years. It's time you get close to home and do whatever you want here. But we do not want to see you continue this arduous, you know, self-imposed schedule. And then two people from the party, our party, came to me and said, Tony, there's going to be a vacancy on the 16th AD. You have to run. I said, oh, as much as I like, you know, politics of public service and politics, I said, I had to flip that page of the book of my life. And I close it. I said, no, you have to do it. I gave a lot of consideration. It was easier for me after I consulted my family, my children, which they supported it. Call our friend, Tom DiNapoli. He says, there's no downside, Tony. He said, if you feel up to and your wife and your children supporting you, why don't you go for it? I did. The rest is history.
And just, we don't have that much time left. How is it going back and forth to Albany?
Well, funny you asked that question, because I didn't mind to tell you. I had a baptismal fire. And that means that the first day I was going to Albany with my wife, January 4th, to get sworn in. The night before we went to my daughter is in Dutchess County, halfway from here to Albany, said, on Monday morning we started from there, closer to Albany. Well, we took the Taconic Park,
yes,
right?
Taconic.
Because it's close to my daughter. The first day we go to Taconic, we got hit by a deer. We almost got killed.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I never bought a new car, and I bought it because I figured the Camry that I have 120,000 miles is good around here downstate. I don't know if it could sustain 175 miles each way. Not only that, I'm a stickler for honesty. People said, this guy never had a new car. Now he's an assembly, bought a new car. He must be stealing money. I want to be above suspicion. It's the truth. It is the truth. I talked to my wife.
So the car was wrecked.
It wasn't wrecked, thank God, because if it was wrecked, it would have gotten killed. We spun around and we wound up half in a ditch, half on a shoulder. But thank God it went away. We survived. And that car was about 3 weeks on the road and 3 weeks in a repair shop.
That's the baptism by fire, all right.
Wow.
But he's doing a wonderful job. The best thing about Tony is listening to the story, because it gets you to where he is today. And actually, we're out of time. This is a half hour. But I wanted him on because, honestly, for the people to understand who they put in that position, what you're doing now is fine. But the most important part is what the person is that made him up the character to be here today. Good.
When I talk about this, I also send a message. America, it's always been the land of opportunity. Always worked, welcomed the immigrant. They embraced me. I didn't come here to get anything for nothing, okay? I want opportunities. When I hear to say, and without mentioning any name, make America great again, America's great. Let's fix what's wrong.
Agreed. With that, that's perfect. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio and Assemblyman Tony D'Urso on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Christina, thank you so much for putting me on.